Here in Shabbos, it just says tam, 4 or 5 baskets. It doesn't say how big they are. But I'm a first learning out from the Mishnah Shkolim here that here the Mishnah Shkolim says how big the kupa are. The time you went in our Mishnah, the sholosh kupas with 3 baskets, shall sholosh sholosh soin, that each basket carried, had in it 3 saw. It's a big measurement. So here, since our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, talks about kupas, who are then the Mishnah Shabbos also means like that, even though you have 5 or 4 or 5 big baskets, each one has 3 saw in it, so you're allowed to carry it out of the room to clean out that room for Orchim or to give a shiur there. Shehein tisha soin, that all together now there are 3 saw, 9 saw, but now you have 3 baskets, each one has 3, that's 9 saw. Shehein esrim v'sheva, it's 27 throughout the whole year, because we do it 3 times throughout the year, so 3 times 9 is 27. So in this term, that's a leshka, that used to make the trum, this is how many buckets, baskets they took out of this room, the leshka, the cost of aleim aleph beis gimel, used to write on each kupa, each time, the 3 baskets, aleph beis gimel. Why? How come you used to put a sign on each basket to know 1, 2, 3? Is Lima to teach us? First, use out completely the first basket. Use all that money to buy the karbonis before you start using the second basket. And before you start using the third basket, make sure you finished out the second basket. That's to say that they used to spend the money to buy the karbonis for that year. All the korban sivers used to be bought from this money. Tamon Tanin, again, the word over there, also Mishnah in Shabbos. Hamaitzi Yayin, if somebody carries out wine on Shabbos, what's the shear to be over the Israelite saw on Shabbos? Kedei Mezigas HaKois. It's enough to carry out raw wine, you don't have to carry out the revius of the wine. Even a quarter of revius of raw wine is choshev to be chayef for a saw Shabbos. Because we always say, if you have a quarter of a revius, usually you add 3/4 water into it, and you dilute this together, it'll be a good drink. So you'll eventually have a revius of a yayin. So therefore, now that the wine is raw wine, chai, it's a yechayin, even if you carry out just a quarter of a revius, yechayin form. That's the sheer kidei mezigas akois. Enough raw wine that you use it to dilute it with water, and together you'll have a sheer of yayin. Rabbi Zira Shor, Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yashi, yes, Rabbi Yashi, kama shiurin shakois, but how big is the cup? So good, you're telling me enough wine to dilute it to make it into a cup of wine. But how much is the cost of wine? Or Malay Nilmad, let's learn out. Sosin min hamafurish, a place like Bashabbat there, just a stam, k'dei mezigas hakois, so hamafurish from a place where it says clearly how much wine usually goes into a cup. As when Chazal talk about a kois, how big is that kois? Ditoni Rebbe Chiya, Bechiya learned, arbo koises, the 4 koises we drink Pesach by night, Shomu, that was learned, Yeshtam Revius Shoyayin Bitalki. His all 4 cups together is equals up to Revius Shoyayin Bitalki. A Revius of good strong wine. Which means that each cup has 1/4 of Revius raw wine, and in that cup you add 3/4 water, that together you'll have a Mezigas Akais of Revius. So we see a regular kais is called a revius of yayin. Now how much wine do you have in there? Only 1/4. 1/4 is wine, and 3/4 is water. So Mel, if you carry out 1/4 of revius of wine on Shabbos, yichayiv. Because that's a chash of a shir, that when you dilute the water with it, you'll have a revius of yayin, which is a shir kais. Because here by Pesach it says, you used to have 4 kaises, that yesh the revius of yayin. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Avin, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehudi. This goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Did Tony learn like this? Mayim. How much water is it choshev to carry out on Shabbos? And we say Yechayi for carrying it out on Shabbos. Kedei Gemia. A sip. How much water you can take in one sip? That's the choshev thing. Yechayi for carrying out just a sip worth of water. Rabbi Yehudi Wayman know. Kedei Loshev Ben Esakiler. Maybe you need more water than that. You need enough water that you mix it into a medicine. Kilu is usually the eye medicine. You put like a salve on your eye, so you used to put some water into that thing to mix it up the medicine and throw it onto your eye. So if you have enough water that could be used for the kilu, for the eye medicine, that's a chashuv amount of water, and if you carry out that much amount of water on Shabbos, you're chayiv for. That's water. What about the yayin? How much wine do you have to carry out to be chayiv for? Kedei gemiya. Tanakhama says if you carry out enough wine that you take a sip, a sip worth of wine is also choshev yichayi for that. We have Yehudu Oimer, no, kedei mezigas hakois. You only chayiv if you carry out enough wine that you could make mezigas hakois. Like we said before, it's 1/4 of a revius of raw wine, because later if you add 3/4 water into it, you'll have a revius of yayin. So that's the chashav shear of wine, a quarter of revis. That's a beauty shita today mezigas akois. So the Gemara mozug bekama. How much now mozug? How much is this kois mozug? Like now that it's diluted with water, how much is it? Is neshamina menado? We'll learn it out from here. Let's chaz over the same thing. Nachamon. That mayim kedei gemia. Again, the machleik is how much water do you carry it on Shabbos to be say chayifua? Enough water that a person takes a sip worth. Kedei gemia. A sip worth of water is chasher to be chayif to carry it out on Shabbos. We have Yehudu Waima today lost the Bematakila. No, a bigger shear. You need enough water that you would put into this medicine to make for the eye medicine. Yayin, how much wine are you chayif if you carry out on Shabbos? Kedei gemiyah. The Tanakhama says you would take a small amount of wine, just a sip worth, a little bit of gemiyah means a little bit sip, a little drink, that's chashuv yichayif for him. Yeah, Yehudu Waima kedei meziga sakois. Again, no, yoni chayif kedei meziga sakois. But it didn't explain yet what the shear is. Hey, so Dharma, here you said, mozug, what's called mozug? What does it mean, yain mozug? Kedei meziga sakois. In order to get to a meziga sakois, of a kamish urine trakois, but how big does the cup have to be? Rabavinoma, titritun, urevi. So, what the Mephoshim say, mozug, we didn't know, mozug just means diluted wine. How much diluted wine do you need? So when we say, kedei meziga sakois, like then we understand. A kois like we had before always means a revius. A revius of a lug. So once you have a revius of a lug, that's the shia to be chayav. That's called kedei meziga sakois. Is any amount of wine that you have here that you could make it to dilute it with water and you'll end up with a meziga sakois, which means revius of yayin, that's the shia yichayi for. Now the Gemara's kasher is, how do we know what's called a revius? Like now, today, how do we know what's the measurement of a revius? So kamish, again, because that's like kamish yurin shakois. What's the measurement that we should know that a kais is a revius? Like, how do we measure a revius? What's the shear we have today in that times to know what the revius is? Is Rabbi Noma titritun? As in that time they had this measurement called titritun. So he said, take a titritun or revi and add another quarter of a titritun. Whereas let's say it was a pint. So take one pint and another quarter of a pint together. That makes a revius. So that's the practical. He told them how they should know how much is a revius of yain. Revius yain is this measurement of a titratun with another quarter of a titratun. That's the shear of revius. For the more now, mal lishtoisa mekrachech. Shal mi yester shayla on Pesach by night. When you have your dalad koisos, can you drink mal bekrachech? Can you drink all four cups one after another without making a hefsek in between saying the agoda? Can you drink the four cups one after another? Is it all right or not? That's the way he learns the Kabbalah. Mal lishtoisin. Kol ha'bor koisus, all four cups, the krach echad means the zeach hazeh, bli hesek b'intayim. Not to say the agoda in between one kais and another kais, would you be yotzer or not? So the Shalmi holds, yes, you yotzer. He answered them back, midi omer Rebbe Mona. Since Rebbe Mona said, omer Rebbe Yosef, Yosef said, halel, that when you say halel, im shomim v'es ha'knesses, Masmi Shalmi had this minig that they used to say halel, Pesach v'night in shul. Before they went home to for the Seder, they used to say halal in shul. So Yossi said that if somebody said halal in shul, Pesach by night, yotza. His yotza is chayv halal, that if he has a mind now, when he goes home and makes the Seder, he doesn't have to say halal over again. That's the Yossi's chiddush. He's allowed to just say halal in shul, and he doesn't have to say halal again by the Seder. So hold the omra, from here you have a raya. Im shosim mekrak echot, if you drink the cups one after another, yotza, you are yotza. And the raya is because if you don't have to say halal Pesach by night, so between the third cup and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. We, between our third and fourth cup, we say halal. That's our hefsek in between the third and fourth cup. But if you tell me now you don't have to say halal, if you said halal in shul, you don't have to say it over again at night, so here between the third and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. And still you could be yotz like that. So it's a raya then, who are there between the first, second, third, and fourth also? If you want to... says halil shalel psachim im shomav veis haknesses. If you hear say halil in shul, shekan choyim in hogim. That was the minig loy mahalal b'lel psachim the veis haknesses. Zeichel le mikdash to remind us of the veis hamikdash. Shomru halil b'shas asiyas haPesach the veis hamikdash. That b'shas they made the Pesach and the erev Pesach in the veis hamikdash. They were saying halil then. So remembrance of this, we also say halil in the veis hamikdash in shul. So that's the meaning to say Pesach b'nayit in shul to say hallel, zecha that the Yidin said hallel in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach b'shal to see Pesach. Hakam Rav Yosi, im chivin liboy, lotzeis b'kriya zu, yotze, if you have in mind right now that this is the only hallel you want to say tonight, yotzeon. V'yein tzorech loyim o'idaveisa, when you go home, you don't have to say it over again hallel. So neila hod amra, zoysim at here's a rayim, shim sosim avasachas yotzeon. Sure, ain't dover masik ben shlish revi. You're not going to have anything between your third or fourth cup. If you don't have to say hallel over again, so you could drink the third or fourth cup one after another. So that's a ray. You could drink even more than all four cups without a hefsek in between. You also make the mitzvah. More about it. Mahol lishtoisam bepiskon. When you drink the cups, can you drink them a little bit at a time? The Korban says, Pirish. Mal sheye mutter lahafsik b'shtiyas kois echot kamapom. Like you want to drink to the revius, not at one shot, you gulp the whole revius down. You want to take it a few times. A little sip now, a little sip later, a little sip later. You want to drink the cup with a hefsek in between. Havad, you can't wait today shtiyas revius. Or kliachil's prash, you can't wait. But just maybe you don't have to drink it down in one gulp, you could drink it down a few different times. So he answered back, yes, you could take your time, you could drink it at little intervals. Klum omru sheyishte loyteday sheyishte v'loy sheyishtakem. That the ikka kavon of drinking is you should not become shikur, just drink it. The melem shos of a piskon afu enem shtaker. Like if you drink it at intervals, a little bit at a time, you won't become shikur. So for sure, that's a good etzah. So master from the shalmei that metchila is good to drink it at intervals. Even the halacha we hold on like that. With halacha, didn't need to drink it down at one time if you could drink it down as fast as possible. But here he's saying a svara though, that's kedai to drink and at intervals a little bit, because that will make it you won't become shikr. And as an Indian not to become shikr b'dafka. But mahu lot says b'yayin shal shvius. So what about can you be yotzi if you drink wine that has kedusha shvius on it? So some of us learn that about this as man when is man a beer, you have to get rid of it. Rosh Kovnei learns the Pshat is, Mashmi is learning, Yayin Shal Shviyah doesn't belong to you. It's like Heftik Dika wine. So Shailer is, just like by Matzah, the din of Matzah Seichem, the Matzah, it has to belong to you, like Matzah Lechem, the Matzah has to belong to you, does the wine, Pesach B'nayit, also have to belong to you? That's where the Kovnei learns the Shailer. So Mashmi is learning that the Yayin Shal Shviyah doesn't belong to you. So could you be Yaitzah with the Yayin Shal Shviyah or not? Do you have to have wine that's yours, or you can be Yaitzah with somebody else's wine, or Yayin Shal Hefker also? Is Tony Reb Oishia Yotzin b'yayin shal shvius? Yes, you are Yotz. You could be Yotz a Pesach b'nayit with drinking wine shel a shvius. Ma'al lotzis b'kanditun. What about the drink wine that has other things inside it? It has some other spices inside the wine. Is midatoni b'kaporim kanditun k'yayin? That kanditun is like wine. Is hod omra? From here we see Yotzin b'yayin kanditun. You're allowed to drink this wine that has other spices inside it to be Yotz a mitzvah of dalakosis. Mahal losses b'yayin mezugin. What about if you have wine, diluted wine? So he learns, mezugin means yoysim egimach lotin. About the regular wine is, you have one quarter raw wine, and three quarters water. What about if you want to put more than three quarters water in there? Is that good or not? Is midatoni rebechiyah, b'chiyah said like this, that arba kaisa shomru, yoysim ben chayin or ben mezugin. You could be yoysim the dollar kaisa, whether it's raw wine, or whether it's diluted wine. As long as the wine still has a tam of yayin, umara yayin, and it still looks, it's red, it still looks like wine. That's still good. So maybe you could be yotz with yayin mozug, which he says is, mashma dafilo ad shisha chalokim. Mind, even if you have six portions of water there, and only one portion of raw wine, that's you still yotz. Like Mashdubit is made, today this doesn't apply though. Our wines today doesn't come out so strong anymore. Even if you make raw wine, if you have too much water already, how much water more?
3 times.
You told me what, 3 is no good. If you have that much water already, it's no good today. All right, because it's, our wine, you shouldn't add too much water to. The wine we get now already, you shouldn't add too much water to it. Because it's come out diluted, it's the most possible. On the Gemara's times though, the strong wine they had then, this raw wine, if you add 6 times, 6 portions water to it, it's still called good wine, you could be eitzah for dal cases. Omer Rav Yirmiya, mitzvah lotzeis b'yayin adam. You should use red wine. Pesach b'nayit is good to use red wine. Shenemo atera yayin ki yisodim. Kita mekaiteine. See, you don't see the wine that's red. Kis is mashma techshivas to have red wine. Halach, it's brought down though that if you have better wine that's white, you could use that wine if it's better wine. that if you have equal wine, white wine and red wine, there's a mitzvah min amubchor to use red wine. Tony, mevushol kitfulin. What does it mean, cooked wine? It means it's cooked enough that now it tastes the same way yayin metubal tastes. That's like spiced wine. What it first means to say is, but not if it's cooked up too much. Because if it's cooked up too much, then it loses its taste already, that's no good. But it has to be not cooked up so much, just the same way as kumetubal, like wine that's spiced. Could it be yaitzah with cooked wine? Yes, it could be yaitzah with cooked wine. Rabbi Yoina, the time, Rabbi Yoina goes according to his shita. The Rabbi Yoina, kadheve shase yarba kose de pischa, when he used to drink his dal kose, pesef by night, heavy chazik reishi, he had a strong headache, ad chaga, until Shavuos. But until Shavuos, he had a headache from the wine he took pesef by night. The kids say he couldn't take wine, so we understand why he said he could use cooked wine, because cooked wine is not so strong, it won't give you such a big headache. So mainly he held you allowed to use cooked wine. And he says, Chazak Reisha, Bekoyev Le Reisha, Adat Teres, until Shavuos. Lekach Hichshav Mavushal. Therefore, he was master to use cooked wine. Shein Amazik Lekach, that won't harm you so much, so he was master to use cooked wine. So the Gemara, Chamisei Chodah Matrinusei, Apu Nehirin. Heis Rabbi Yoina, Chamisa, Chad Matrinusei, this lady, Goy, Goy Ashiksa, saw him, and she saw the way his face was shining. Apu Nehirin. Heis Rabbi Yoina's face was shining. Is Omer, so she said to him, Saba Saba, old man, Chadam Hani Tlas Milan Isbacho. Sam, one of these three things happened to you, that's why you're smiling, your face is so lit up. Oy de Shofi Charm, either you drank a lot of wine, that makes your face light up. Oy de Mali Berivis, or else you lent money with Rivis income, with interest, and you made a lot of money, and you're happy now because you made a lot of money. Oy de Magali Chaziri, or else because you take care, raise pigs, and you make good profit by raising pigs. So Mastam, you got a lot of money now, that's why you're happy. Is Omalei, so Bjorn answered back to her, Tiftach Rucha de Yista, like you should burst to Ruach, wind of this lady. To Achoda, Amalin, Tlosamili, Lesbi. Not even one of these three things is with me. El Ufa Shkicheli, but just that I'm learning a lot. To Achik Siv, the Pasuk says, Chochmas Odom Toyaponov. By learning Torah, that makes your face shine up. So because of his learning, that's what made him have a shiny face. Rabbi Avua, Osla Tferia, Rabbi Avua came to Tferia. Chamuni Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim saw that Afun Hurin, that his face was lit up. The Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan saw that Rabbi Avua's face was lit up. Is Omru Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan, so the Talmidim told Rabbi Yechanan, Ashkok Rabbi Avua Simba. The son of Rabbi Avua found a big Matsiya something, it came rich, and that's why his face is so lit up. Is Osla Gabes, and it came to him, Omalei. So Rabbi Yechanan understood not like that, and he asked him, Maya Raisa Charator. Which halacha did you learn today? Shamit, like which new halacha did you learn today? Rabbi Yechanan understood, his face was lit up because he was learning. Omalei, so Rabbi Avu answered back, Tosefta Atika, I found an old Tosefta. I found something new today. I never stood a Tosefta before. Since I found this old Tosefta, that made me lit up. It's Korilei, Rabbi Yechanan called upon Rabbi Avu, Choch Masodim Toyaponim, but learning Torah that lights up your face. Omer Rabbi Chonin, Lug of the Araisa. What's the shear? How do we know what a lug of the Araisa is? Is Tumunto Atiko de Maraisa de Sipora. That's this measurement Tumunto that they use in Sipora to measure Maraisa, to measure this fish of the fish juice. That's the shear, that's the measurement they used to use there, or Tumunto. So Tumunto, that's the same shear of a lug of the Araisa. Omer Rabbi Yoina, the Chachmona law, and I saw the same shear, the base Rabbi Yoina, the house of Rabbi Yoina, have a Mechilon Botvash. They used to measure honey with the same type of a shear, that's the lug, the same measurement as the lug midiraisa. Tony, chatzi shminis tavronis, that's this measurement, what, midah tferia, midah tferia, you shown an old measurement, he revia shatera. This is also the same measurement of revia shatera. Again, what Tony, chatzi shminis, the half of the shminis tverna, that comes from tferia, hanish, ayishonam, is the same shear.